The Brewers picked up a series win over Arizona, banging out 14 hits in a 13-1 victory over the Diamondbacks on Thursday. I'm Bill Scott with sports.
And Contreras sends it deep to center. On the run, Thomas. This one is way gone. Wild Bill touches the ball. Two-run home run makes it 5-0 Milwaukee. Third home run of the year for Contreras, and one he got to stand there and admire.
William Contreras led the way, going 4-for-4 with a home run and 4 RBIs. That highlight courtesy of Brewers TV. Shane Drouin picked up the win with 4 innings of relief to improve to 4-0 on the season. Starter Brandon Woodruff left the game in the second inning, could be headed for the injured list. After lower than usual velocity, the Brewers pulled Woodruff, who then underwent imaging yesterday afternoon. Manager Pat Murphy says they've seen Woodruff's velo down before and had hoped it would return.
We're waiting to see in the second inning if it climbed, but it was down as low as it's ever been. And we think maybe some rest he can build back up, and that'll, you know, people go through stuff like this. Hopefully, you know, he's solid and there's no injury there. That would be awful. But I think he'll be down for a while. I'm not going to say right now before any of these tests get done or that type of thing, but it seems like something he's going to be able to work through.
Brewers at Washington tonight. Elsewhere in the National League Central, Cardinals 10, Pirates 5, Reds over the Rockies 6-4. The Cubs had the day off. The Bucks officially announced the hiring of new head coach Taylor Jenkins on Thursday. He spent nearly 6 seasons in Memphis, going 250-214 with 3 playoff appearances. Bucks will hold a news conference next Wednesday. Packers picked up the fifth-year contract option on 2023 first-round pick Lucas Van Ness. The extension expected to pay Van Ness $14.5 million in 2027. Team holding their rookie minicamp today. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.